And now this is a dictation for Kenneth Snoblen, S-N-O-B-L-E-N, May 2952. Addresses a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a follow-up for Mr. Snoblen with advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, as well as urinary retention for an enlargement of the prostate, last visit in July. He follows urology Dr. Liu, L-I-U, being given Flomax and Proscar to be reassessed. There has been discussions about surgery, but he's not willing to go in that direction. Also follows cardiology Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R, clinically stable, stress testing apparently negative, uses a CPAP machine, completed antibiotics for ulceration, PICC catheter remove, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no cloudiness of the urine or blood, uses CPAP machine, no pyrolemma arterial hemoptysis, stable dyspnea, aggression or activity. Other review system done, negative. Next paragraph, medications. I want to highlight lisinopril Lasix. Metoprolol nitrates Norvasc. Remains anticoagulated with Eliquis. Pressing weight 358 before 361. Blood pressure nerves 147, 149. Morbid obesity. No severe respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. Obesity of the abdomen. 4 plus edema bilateral. Bilateral ankle brace. Next paragraph. Chemistry. September creatinine 1.34. He's been as high as 1.83. Anemia 11.2, low sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, presently normal albumin, normal calcium, magnesium, GFR 56. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Factors include diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, enlargement of the prostate, and urinary retention. No evidence of decompensation of CHF, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Monitor chemistries, including phosphorus for potential binders. Present potassium acid base stable. Anticoagulated with Eliquis. Tolerating low dose of lisinopril. Blood pressure in the office in the upper side, needs to check it at home. For his edema, the importance of salt fluid restriction, keeping legs elevated. Some of the edema is from the morbid obesity, not just the kidneys or proteinuria. Also taking gabapentin exacerbated that, as well as Norvasc. He can add some Lasix in an off and on basis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months.